story with Crockett. Do you know anything about that?
Crockett?
Yes.
Well, Crockett just lived down there at Pitkin. And he had 6 or 8 young when old killed him.
What was the story behind it? Why did he kill him?
Well, I don't know why. Well, I don't know what to fell out about. But they had a dance at Barrett Crockett's one night, and went over there and was running around the house to get away from him. Shot him in the back, him running around the house. And you know they never sent him over to the pen. He died, you know, very long ago.
Sent the old what? The old, well?
That's what I call it. They never sent him over to the pen, but he died here not long ago. But I heard him say that.
Well, I'll be. Well, folks, tell me some stories. Did you have got any stories about folks that, you know, killed each other? Can you remember any?
Well, that's about all the one I know for sure, but there's been lots of killing going on around here.
Yeah. There was lots of, hanging, too.
Yeah. A long time ago, there was lots of killing. Leesville used to be an awful bad place. When you first built that railroad, I was a small, little small boy. But they'd have a killer down there every week or so.
Is that so?
Yeah. Hmm. They sold whiskey there when the railroad got there. And you know that whiskey will make a man do lots of things.
Yeah. Now you call that shinny?
That's what they call is your homemade whiskey shinny.
What about maybe something that was cheap or brewed real homemade or cheap or something like that? What do you call that?
Well, they call that beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
You could brew that at home?
Yeah.
If it was real bad beer, you know, it made you do what? It would
make you drunk.
Yeah, you'd say it, what kind of beer was that called? Didn't taste good or anything like that?
Oh, I don't know. I never did do much of that drinking. I don't fall out with a man for taking a drink or nothing like that. That's all right. But not drink enough that he loses his senses.
Yeah.
That was always my way. I'd take a drink with a man, but I wouldn't take enough to lose my senses.
Did they have a place where they, you know, leave it, you know, if they didn't want to see each other? Did they have maybe an old hollow stump, the guy'd come there and stick it? $20 bill in it, and the guy'd come and get the dunny.
Yes, sir, they had all that.
What'd they call that? Do you know what they call that?
No.
Blind Tiger?
Well, that's selling any of that illegal whiskey was Blind Tiger.
What was Blind Tiger?
Just any illegal whiskey.
I see. So if you spoke about Blind Tiger, what did that mean?
That meant you selling illegal whiskey.
Okay, you'd say he's what? He's doing Blind Tiger?
He's a Blind Tiger.
He's a Blind Tiger. Okay. All right.
Now listen, did that thing take down what I said about Dan Crockett?
Yeah, but
on an egg, she hatched one egg. Well, she hatched three, but two of them never got out of the shell.
Yeah.
And, she wouldn't sell me the old hen when I went after her. Wanted her back. When I carried the old hen back, I just carried the darn little old peacock to her and give it to her. Then later on, she laid again. Something broke her up all but one egg. And I sent it to her.